testify just how the Lord came by.
Hey, hey, now that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Let's all sing and shout. Pray till the latter rain falls down, down, down. Clap our hands and sing along to those old camp meeting songs.
Fell and gripped our soul. We could feel the power all around. And the saints of old would shout these aisles. Looking back, it makes me smile.
Hey, hey, now that's what I'm talking about. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Let's all sing and shout.
I am glad we are in a Pentecostal church. I'm Pentecostal and I'm glad of it. I'm glad that the Holy Ghost is here. Amen.
Amen.
You can't have church until he shows up. Amen. You can act like it. You can pretend. But until the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes, it's all sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. I just want to kick the devil right in the gut this morning. All right. Amen. And let him know that greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. And that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Even though I didn't get a wink of sleep last night, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. All right, let's sing the song. When the Holy Ghost shows up, we'll have church. All right.
Church until the Holy Ghost shows up.
It's just another Sunday. Go to meet the power falls from above.
Right here, right now.
We gotta have the Spirit's touch.
When the Holy Ghost shows up, we'll have church.
Well, the saints of God were gathered in the old upper room. But when the Spirit of the Lord came down, that place became a holy ground. God's church was born that hour in miracle working power. So with the saints of old, let's stand and say,
we can't have church until the Holy Ghost shows up.
It's just another Sunday. Go to meet
whoa.
He'd be here with us, all around us and in us. So with us,
just another Sunday. Go to meet
Whoa.
Till the power falls from above. Right here, right now, we've gotta have the Spirit's touch. When the Holy Ghost shows up, we'll have church. You know we can't have church until the Holy Ghost shows up. It's just another Sunday. Go to meet till the power falls from above. Right here, right now, we've gotta have the Spirit's touch. When the Holy Ghost shows up, we'll have church. Right here, right now, we've gotta have the Spirit's touch. When the Holy Ghost shows up, yeah, when the Holy Ghost shows up.
Jesus said, it is expedient that I go away so the Comforter will come. Hallelujah. He is in the world today. He is here this morning.
Yes, he is.
And we just invite him willingly, and we're glad that he's here. Amen? I said we're glad that he's here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad part of his job is to bring conviction. I'm glad that one day in Los Angeles, California, as a little 7-year-old boy, that he brought conviction to my heart, and I came to my senses and said yes to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is a wonderful person. Amen. And we honor him this morning. Glory to God. Just great to be here in Porterville. I can't remember being at this church before. We've been at it for 50 years now. Can you believe that? We don't look too bad, do we? Amen. Yeah, this age thing, you know, I look at some of the young people today, and it reminds me of my youth, and this young man that was singing up here, he looks to be like, you know, maybe in his 60s, I don't know, you know, maybe. But it reminds me of me, you know.
Oh, wow.
When I was young, we were 17 years old and started traveling with my brothers, and God has been so good, amen. I love him this morning. Thank you, Lord, for letting us be here in this place at this moment, at this time. I don't know what the Lord wants to do this morning, but whatever he does is going to be good. Amen. You may have walked through these doors with a smile on your face, but you're hurting deep inside. I want you to know he is still, as a song said a while ago, he is still the great I Am. That's able to heal, touch, and restore and fill you. Hallelujah. If you'll just reach up. Don't look at Crandall's this morning, as Pastor said. He said it right. We give God the glory and the praise this morning. Come on, let's give him praise. Hallelujah to his name. Glory to the Lamb that was slain at the foundation of the world.
Hallelujah.
Praise his wonderful name. You know what? You don't have to go to heaven if you don't want to. That's right. You turn that spot just down just a little bit there, brother. I think it came on there. I like to see you out there. There you go. Now I'm not blind. All right. I saw the light. Amen. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. You don't have to go to heaven if you don't want to. That's the beautiful thing about Jesus. He's given us a choice, hasn't he? But you know the alternative, my friend. You can't stay here either. You're going to have to make a choice. And that's what this old song talks about. Dale brought this song to us. He didn't write it. He just brought it to us. And I like what the message says. It was, some people kind of have to listen to it to figure it out. But I think you will when you hear it. Listen, as the words say, you don't have to go home.
Lord knows I'm guilty of living my life like there's always tomorrow for making things right. But our days are numbered like the hairs on our head, and no man knows the hour He's gonna shake hands with death.
You don't have to go
home and live up in glory, but you can live forever down here. For all in this world that's uncertain, one thing is clear, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Well, there's a master timekeeper who died on the cross, and it breaks his heart knowing hell's gain is his loss. But if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you'll know where you're going if he calls you tonight. You don't have to go
and stay here. For all in this world that's uncertain, one thing is clear, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay
. Neither can this microphone. All right. You can't stay here. You got to make a choice. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. I did that once before, and it reminded me of a brother that was preaching a revival. This evangelist, Tom Ming was his name, and he had the biggest, longest feet I ever saw. And he stepped out like this, and he tripped, and he fell over and hit his head on the altar, jumped right back up and went to preaching. And he went home, and he told his wife, and she called him Ming. He said, you know, honey, he said, I was preaching tonight, and he said, I fell off the platform, and I got right up and preached. He said, I don't even think those people knew what happened. She said, don't kid yourself, Ming. This phone's been running off the hook ever since. So, I mean, you know, things happen, don't they? The devil hates us, doesn't he? Well, there's no love lost, is there? Amen. Glory to God. All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's do this song. Pastor and I were talking last night about denominational cultures, you know, and I was raised Assemblies of God. I have relatives that are Pentecost Church of God. You'll forgive us for that, won't you? Amen. In heaven, there won't be any of that there, you know. Yeah. And so we were kind of reminiscing when we were young what songs that we did back in the day. And one of the theme songs that I did when I was a kid growing up is this song. It's kind of a little lighthearted. It only lasts maybe a minute or so, but we'll just sing it to you because the title of our new recording is Ambassadors for Christ, and that's what we want to be for Jesus. Okay, listen to the words. All right, listen.
We are Christ's ambassadors, and our colors we must unfurl. We must wear a spotless robe, clean and righteous before the world. We must show we're cleansed from sin, and that Jesus dwells within. Prove
everybody gather around for the 39th Annual Convention of Christ's Ambassadors. Let's all sing together the chorus.
Proving duly that we're truly Christ's ambassadors.
I'm sorry, I had to do
that. Oh, Ken, he just got carried away there. He's become our barker, amen. Hallelujah. It's good to be here with you this morning. I think my brother was here a few back. Their group is okay, you know. Ever since he left Crandall Brothers, I don't know, whatever. But he, God bless them. You know, they're out trying to do something for the Lord, and we thank God for that. But we're still called the Crandall Brothers. When my brothers left and they went to do something else, I was telling Pastor Lee last night that my youngest brother, he went to pastor his first church. And I told him, I said, man, are you sure you know what you're doing? I said, you want to make sure the Lord's in this, you know. And he traveled with us for 29 years. And he said, no, I feel like it's time, you know. So I told him, I said, okay, I'm going to pray the Lord will send you some mean people. And I said, then you'll come running back to Crandall Brothers. You know what? About 6 months later, he called me and said, did you really pray that way, you know? He was tempted to come back, but he never did, you know. But anyway, we're just glad to be here with you this morning. We kind of, I don't know, feels like we've been here before. You folks hug one another. I noticed that. Pastor was hugging everybody that came in the door, you know. That's wonderful. Amen. That's one mind and one accord. Glory to God. And so we're just glad to be here with you this morning. We call ourselves the Crandall Brothers because I was the only Crandall left, and the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm not through with you yet. you know, after traveling for 40-some-odd years with my brothers, and then they just took off, went off. And I said, well, Lord, are you done? Lord said, no. So Dell has hung around with Crandall Brothers since the 70s. And so, well, I got Dell. You know, Lord, you know, you still want us to do something? There's Dell. But who are we going to get? Who are we going to get to sing the baritone part? Let me tell you, and I don't mean to deviate from the mood of the service, but the baritone part is a very difficult part to sing. It's the bottom half of the harmony of any quartet or any trio, or any duet if you're singing duet with baritone. But we found in Ken Edwards one of the finest baritones that I've ever heard. And I'm not saying that to try to flatter him this morning. I mean that. He's very versatile. He loves Jesus. And that's the important thing. By the way, he was raised Foursquare Church. He's currently now Pentecostal Holiness.
Go Crusaders.
So I don't know what their theme song was, but... But anyway, we're glad that Brother Ken Edwards is here this morning. He traveled a long ways to get here. He lives in Bakersfield, California. Would you make him welcome our wonderful friend, Brother Ken Edwards. Ken. Lee has known our families for a number of years. In fact, I first met your pastor when he was probably 3 or 4 years of age. And his mom and dad were just wonderful people in my dad's church in Sebastopol, California. And there's a little town next to Sebastopol called Grayton. Anybody knows where Grayton, California? Oh, we got one over here. Yes, of course, the pastors do. But Grayton is a little sub-town of Sebastopol. And we had a revival. There was a brother, J.L. Jeffrey, that came through and had a revival. And he called my dad. He said, would you let Leland come and sing at my revival? So I went to that little church. Sitting out in the audience was Dale Durant. Very rapidly, we became friends. God just brought us together. And we used to go through the apple orchards and get all sorts of mischief, you know, back in the day. And never in our wildest imaginations did we know that the Lord was going to call us into ministry together and travel around the world. We give God the praise and the glory for that. Amen. But Dale is one of the most wonderful. He interprets a song like no one I ever have heard interpret a song before. And he loves Jesus too with all of his heart. His wife is at home. They've been having to deal with some problems with her mother who's 91 years old. Remember Ruby. Her name is Ruby. Remember Ruby in prayer, that God would just reach down his hand and touch that woman, because Nancy has been under a lot of stress trying to help her mother. But anyway, Dell is here. without his wife this morning because she's home taking care of things. And I want you to make Dale welcome. We say that he's from Carson City, Nevada. That's where he lives now. And no, he does not frequent. He does not frequent the casinos. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you don't look very sure about that. You're traveling with this group. You won't be frequenting those casinos, let me tell you. But he loves Jesus. Would you make him welcome, Brother Dale Duran? Okay, Dale? And they're, you know, obviously their last names are not Crandall. I'm the only Crandall left, and they're probably praising the Lord for that, I'm sure, you know. Dummies. Oh, man. We have a good time, you know. And they're probably thankful for that. But God has been so good to me. I don't know why I couldn't sleep last night. My wife and I have been dealing with her father. His name is Denzel. The reason I don't know why I'm saying all this, Pastor, but there's a reason for it.
Sure there is.
And I think you people know how to pray.
Absolutely.
I think this is a praying church. Correct me if I'm wrong. But would you remember my father-in-law, Denzel, in prayer? And my wife has been spending weeks at a time trying to nurse and help him back to health after his valve operation. Now he's on dialysis. You know, we know that inevitably, you know, the Bible says that the curse of sin mandates that every one of us will die someday. Yeah, that's reality, isn't it? But we know that Jesus told us to ask and to believe and to have faith. And so we're believing for Denzel this morning. So when you pray, remember my father-in-law in prayer. I think it's only fair that you give Ken and Dell a hand, that you give me one too. All right? God bless you. It's nice to meet Yvonne this morning for the first time, Pastor Lee's wife. She's pretty, you know, yeah. But Pastor Lee, he needs prayer, you know. Yeah. His uncle is my brother-in-law, and we love Larry, and pray for Larry, too. Larry just lost his wife, and so we're just going to believe God, that God will just give him just comfort, amen, because he's special. He used to travel with this group years ago, Larry did. You know, Jesus, when he came as the meek Lamb of God. He came as the meek Lamb of God. Someone say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He lived a flawless life. Hallelujah. A perfect life. And then they had the audacity to take him to the old rugged cross. And, you know, when he came as the meek Lamb of God, that's what he was, the Lamb. And then he was nailed at the cross, and Satan was just jumping up and down with joy because he thought he had finished him off. But then he rose from the dead. Thus breaking death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. He overcame it. So he's the Lamb, the Lion of Judah that rose from the dead. But doesn't end there. He's coming back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That makes him the Lamb, the Lion, and the King. Oh, hallelujah. Now, if you're not Pentecostal this morning, when we sing this song, I at least want you to act like it, okay? Come on, let's have church this morning. This song features Dale. It says, the Lamb, the Lion, and the King. Sing it with all your heart, baby. Praise God.
Like a lamb led to the slaughter, Jesus never opened his mouth. From the trial to the crucifixion, and to the grave he was laid out. After 3 days in the garden tomb, I can hear the angels sing. As a lamb came forth, as a lion, and the lion became the king.
You won't find him again at the whipping post, standing there so meek.
And he won't be nailed to a rugged cross,
through his hands and through his feet. No, there'll never be another Calvary, cause he don't have to prove one thing.
Splendid. 'cause he came forth as the Lamb. The day is soon approaching when every eye shall see the Lion of Judah has been crowned, church, the King of Kings.
You won't find him again at the whipping post, standing there so meek.
And he won't be nailed to a rugged cross,
through his hands and through his feet. No, there'll never be another Calvary, 'cause he don't have to prove one thing.
Saints, I'll tell you, he's coming back as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. They will not put a crown of thorn upon his head. Instead, the saints that will have been bought by the blood will throw their crowns at his feet. Glory to God. Come on, give him praise and glory this morning.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his name. Pardon me, I didn't mean to get loud. Somebody said to my dad one time, he's going to preach this brother's funeral. And he said to dad, he said, tell everybody I'm okay, I'm on my way to heaven. He said, when I get there, I'm going to be in the quiet corner of heaven. I don't think there's going to be any quiet corners there. Mm-hmm. For one thing, you folks are going to be there. Amen. Come on. There's going to be shouting. And, you know, those that are kind of conservative in their approach about, you know, worshiping the Lord, like I just dare the Lord to try to bless me this morning, you know.
Go ahead, I dare you.
When you get to heaven and you see the awesomeness of Jesus, for the Bible says his face will be shining and he will be the light of heaven. Can you imagine? And when you see the awesomeness of heaven itself, the Bible tells us about it, walls of jasper, streets of gold, and we will be in the presence of the Holy Ghost. By the way, we will be in our new body. Hallelujah. No physical restraints anymore. And I can tell by looking at you, some of you are going to need that new body pretty quick. Amen. Hallelujah. Got up this morning, looked in the mirror, and got discouraged. Anybody else ever do that? Getting old, yeah. But I'll have my new body. Glory to God. Came to church kind of down about how I look. Then I saw you folks and got the victory back. Glory to God. Amen. And when you get to heaven, we're going to have a new body. It'll be in his likeness. My wife and I were talking theologically here. She said, honey, you know, are we going to be married up there? And I said, you know better than that. I said, you know what the Bible says about that. I told the folks here at this one church one time, I said, there won't be any marriage in heaven. This old brother out there said, praise God to that, you know. He was happy about that, you know.
So. Well, hallelujah.
You know, you shouldn't fill your mouth before I say that, so yeah. But heaven is going to be an awesome, wonderful place. And the struggles that we have in this life, the hard knocks of life, you know, sometimes get in the way of our goal in reaching heaven, you know. But I'm glad someone came along and told me and showed me the way. Amen? And that someone took the time to say, you know, Leland, you're a nice guy, but you're still a sinner. Amen. And that's exactly what I am this morning. Only of the grace of God is why I'm here this morning. And why I stand here with the joy in my heart, knowing that Jesus has set me free. Hallelujah. Gave me a beautiful wife. Hallelujah. Honey, stand so these folks can see you. She's the prettiest one here, you know. travel with some of the most wonderful guys who love the Lord. We just got back from Ireland. It's our fifth time over in Ireland. If you look back there, we've been to Ireland, you know, several places around the world. But Ireland was special. I mean, those people, you hear about the conflict. I want you to know there's more love than there is conflict there. There's more Christ-like love in that place than there is conflict. And to travel with Ken and Dell, I'm just blessed to travel with guys that have the same vision and that have the same one mind and one accord goal to see something accomplished for the Lord. I want to tell you something. And I love to have a good time. You can tell that already. I think you can. But seriously, we're not into entertainment. I know gospel music is known for that, and a lot of it kind of got off on the deep end of entertainment, you know. I want to see a soul saved.
Amen.
I'd sleep on the floor to see a soul saved. Yeah. It reminds me, Lee, when we were holding a revival up in, pardon me for being emotional, I'm tired this morning. But we were up in Wairika, and this young man was sitting in the back of the auditorium. And every night in that revival, my brother Tim was in the drug culture before God saved him. On the last night of that revival, Tim gave his testimony of how God gloriously saved him. I wished I could bring Tim once in a while, just to give his testimony, you know. It was powerful how when he overdosed on cocaine, he was on the, our family didn't know that he was involved in the drug culture. We really didn't. He hid it. He hid it so well. He was just this little tiny guy. When he traveled with us, I used to kid him and say, "You're so skinny, you only have one stripe in your pajamas," you know. Think about it. You'll get it. Or he has to jump around in the shower to get wet, you know. But on that night, Tim got up and gave his testimony. This young man was sitting in the back. And I could tell each night, I thought for sure he was going to come down when we started the revival. He never did. But on that last night, the Holy Spirit came and convicted him. Sweet conviction. Conviction is a good thing. Condemnation is a bad thing. Conviction is a good thing. Amen. And the Holy Spirit convicted that young man. I never will forget as he started from the back and walked to the front. And he knelt at an old-fashioned altar. And he pulled out of his pocket a pack of cigarettes and threw them down. Pulled out of this side a pack of, or a syringe and threw it down. And then reached in here and pulled out some brass knuckles and threw them down. His hands went up, gloriously saved. Simply by confessing with his mouth and believing in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. One moment he was on his way to hell. The next moment, through the confession of his mouth, he's on his way to heaven. That is a miracle. That's what it's about. Crandall Brothers Ministries, let me tell you, and I don't mean to go on, fellas, but I will sing the song just a minute. I got to get this off my chest. Crandall Brothers Ministries, years ago, we saw some of the stuff that went on in gospel music entertainment. We didn't like what we saw. I'm not going to try to condemn anybody or tear anybody down. That's not my... I'm just saying that God expects us to live what we sing and preach about. Did you hear me? Amen. And when Dale and Ken and I got together, we made it very clear to one another, we need to hold a standard and live what we sing about today. If we tell you to live a certain way, we got to live a certain way. And this life that a lot of people are living, my friends, it's hard. And you need somebody to come and say, hey, there's a way that's better. And that way is Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Someone say, praise the Lord. I want you to listen to this song. It features Ken. I like what it says because it says hard knocks. And that young man was through some hard knocks, but that night he left walking the straight and narrow way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're here and this morning you might be sitting there and you're living a hypocritical life, you're living one life, and you're acting another. Let me tell you, God will spew you out of his mouth. Right. He would that you were cold or hot, because if you're lukewarm, he said he'll spew you out of his mouth.
Right.
Don't play that game. Come to Jesus. Make up your mind. Choose you this day. Come off the hard knocks of life. Would you listen to the words as Ken sings it? Amen.
I wouldn't want to go and do
to it over. The many lessons I've learned on my way, but it's helped me understand the reason why. Reach out to that troubled one that's strayed. If I could take these hard knocks and teach somebody where I'm going and where I've been. If I could reach a weary soul, point them to heaven, maybe help someone avoid the traps of sin.
That's a good message. Amen.
Now we've heard about a wayward son that drifted. He wound up in a hog pen, we are told. When he realized that his life had been wasted, he bid the pigs farewell and headed home. If I could take these hard knocks and teach somebody where I'm going and where I've been, if I could reach a weary soul, point them to heaven, maybe help someone avoid the traps of sin.
Come on, put your hands.
If I could raise these hard knocks and teach somebody and where I've been, if I could reach a weary soul, point them to heaven, maybe help someone avoid the traps of sin. Maybe help someone avoid the traps of
I got tired of walking them old hard knocks, you know, living that old life. I'm glad Jesus delivered me from it. All right, want to do one more song, then Pastor going to come and, I guess, take an offering. Is that the plan? He promised us $10,000. We're excited. Praise God. I'm taking liberties this morning because I've known Brother Lee. We really haven't seen each other for quite a while. Last time I saw him was at a funeral up north. I didn't hardly recognize him, you know. He was standing there. I said, "Who are you?" He said, "Well, I'm a pastor." I said, "So what?" That didn't tell me anything, you know. And he said, "Well, I'm Lee." I said, "Lee who?" He said, "Hartman." I said, "Now you're saying something." Yeah, praise the Lord. So it's just good to be here with them and to know. You know, this song that Ken is going to come and sing for you says, if you have that robe on. And the robe of righteousness has a lot of spiritual meaning to it. But I do believe that when we stand before the Lord, we are literally going to have a robe on. That's what I believe anyway. You say, well, Brother Crandall, you'll have to show me some scripture about that. Well, I think if there's not scripture for it, I fantasize about that because I believe we're going to stand there and clothed in robes of righteousness. Yeah. And stand before our King and through the prism of Jesus' blood, God will say, well done, good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. I look forward to that time. Amen. And so, Ken, come and sing this song that says, if you have that robe on. All right.
A man said to his good friend, are you worried about the day when your name is called and you stand before the King? You better think about what you're gonna wear, 'cause you gotta be dressed right then and there in that robe of righteousness salvation brings. 'Cause if you have that robe on, then all your sins are gone, covered by the blood and the love of the Holy One. No need to be ashamed
if you're wearing his holy name.
When you stand before the throne, he'll welcome you home
if you have the robe on.
The friend said, man, I thank you, but tell me what I need to do to buy this robe I hear you talking about. Man said, the price is just too great, but the good news is it's already been paid. Take off your rags of sin and put it on now. 'Cause if you have that robe on,
then all your sins are gone, covered by the blood and the love of the Holy One. No need to be ashamed if you wear his holy name.
When you stand before the throne, he'll welcome you home
if you have the robe on.
No need to be ashamed
if you wear his holy name.
When you stand before the throne,
he'll welcome you home
if you have the robe on.
If you have that robe.
That's what happened. Mute. Works like it's supposed to. Have you enjoyed this so far this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. It takes me back. Takes me back. You know, Lee was talking about how he always kids his younger brother about how skinny he was. I remember a day when Dwight used to do the same thing to you. Only thing is, the one that I remember was his older brother Dwight, who's passed away, but he used to tell him, he said, if Lee stood sideways and stuck out his tongue, he'd look like a zipper. See, there are blessings of old age, brother. Amen. So we want to take an offering this morning, and regular tithes and offerings. But if you want to bless the Crandall brothers, just mark on your check or put it in an envelope, mark Crandall brothers. And they're getting ready to go when?
November.
In November. They're headed to Brazil again, and they've got to raise some money. So they'll be down there with Bernard Johnson Ministries down in Brazil. And, you know, if you feel led to help them out, follow the leading of the Spirit, because that's what it's all about, is following the leading of the Spirit. You can't go wrong. So, gentlemen, would you come forward? Father, I thank you and I praise you for your love and your mercy, and I thank you for your grace. And I thank you for your provision, and Lord, knowing that you're going to provide every dollar that they need to get to Brazil. God, that you're going to take and you're going to use what's given this morning for the glory of your kingdom and the expansion of your kingdom, God. And I pray right now for Ruby and Denzel, Lord, that you touch them right now in Jesus' name. God, that you pour out your Spirit on them wherever they're at right now. Lord, may you fill the room where they're at with your holy presence. God, and that the healing virtue of Jesus that flowed to that woman who had the issue of blood flow to Ruby and Denzel right now. Raise them up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen.
Well, while they're doing that, I'd like to just say a couple of things. Yeah, I can hear me. Years and years ago, the little church in Grayton, Little Assembly of God Church, I don't know how it came to be, but we lived in when I was small, we lived in Santa Rosa there for a while, and we ended up moving out to 4140 Ross Road, Grayton, California. And it was right directly across the street from the Assembly of God Country Church. My family didn't really go to church all that much, but my Aunt Shirley, she before we actually moved there, she would bring me to church and for Christmas plays and things like that to be in. And when we moved across the street, it just seemed that was the place to go. So every morning, every Sunday morning, I'd go over there. Sometimes I'd be the only one with the pastor's wife in Sunday school class. And between Sunday school class and the old Davy and Goliath show, you know, Sunday mornings on TV, really had a good upbringing and got some great learning. Leland was talking about a revival that they went through, and yeah, I was there, and for weeks I would hear our pastor say, Brother J.L. Jeffrey's going to be here, and he's bringing a young man, Leland Crandall, and this. So finally when they get there, and Leland's first time he came up to sing, I was like, okay, he's all right. I don't know what the big deal was, you know, he's you know. But it was actually more than that. It was really, I don't even remember what song it was, but about the fourth night, I was in seventh or eighth grade, and I had friends there that were in the same classes as I was, and, you know, the very first night I felt like the Lord was calling me down to the altar, but I can't do it. I told myself I can't do it because I got friends here, and they're going to see me, and I don't want. About the fourth night, it was like the place was cleared out. I was the only one in there, and I was the only one that he was speaking to. That's what it felt like. And at the end, pastor gave the altar call, and I didn't want to come down there, but the next thing I knew, literally, I don't remember standing up. I remember walking down to the altar and getting on my knees and people coming around me. And, you know, when you're 7th and 8th grade, what's that, 12, 13, something like that, years old, you don't have the things on your shoulders that you just collect as you get older, just life happenings. You don't have that. You know, but when I said, Lord, come into my heart and use me how you'd want me to, put me where you want me to go. Just use me, Lord, and I accept you in my heart. When I stood up, it was like the world was lifted off my shoulders. It was the best, lightest, cleanest feeling I've ever felt. And I just love that feeling to this day. Right after that is when I met the Hartman family. And, you know, Lee's dad would have a little ukulele. And him and LaDonna would sing duets together. And I just would sit there and just in awe of them, you know, singing and. And I said, Lord, I want to do that one someday. I want to be like that. And I remembered back to that night when I said, Lord, just take me and use me, put me where you want me to go. Had no idea, like Leah said, that would end up a little kid from Grayton out in the middle of apple orchards, he'd use like he has. And I just thank him so much. I appreciate him so much. You know, James 4:14 says this, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. What is your life but a mist or a vapor that appears for a short time and then is gone? That's why we're out here at the age we are, doing what we can for the Lord as fast as we can for the Lord, because we know we're just a vapor. We're just here for a short time, and we want to get done for the Lord as much as we can. Just so proud to be here, and thank you all.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord, amen. How many's glad to be here? I think I'd rather be here than in the best hospital in town. Amen. Jesus said, you have seen and have believed. But more blessed are those that have not seen and yet believe. How much more blessed are we, never having witnessed the face of Jesus, and yet we still believe. Never having witnessed the miracles that he performed, and yet we believe. He spent 3 years on this earth in ministry. And I'm sure some would say 30 years he was tormenting his little brothers, but I don't think so. But there came a time when Jesus said, "This must end. The Son of Man must die." He prophesied to his disciples, and they had a hard time understanding why. But Jesus knew. He saw into the future to see what needed to be done. The song says he could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. But he died for you and he died for me. And I firmly believe that as he was climbing the hill of Mount Calvary and he laid his life down upon that cross and they nailed him and tied him and however they did it, I don't know the technicalities, it doesn't matter. He laid his life down for you and me. And I have no doubt in my mind that he looked out and he saw you. He saw you and you and you and you and you and me. The song says he could see a long, long way from Mount Calvary. I want you to listen close to the words of the song. Just pause it. There's a reason and a rhyme for everything, and I'm going to tell you something real quick. I'm not going to talk long. I have a testimony about our miracle baby who wasn't supposed to make it to her second birthday, but we just celebrated number 7 with her. Miracle working God. About 2 weeks ago, this old man fell off the back porch, busted his knee up, skipped my elbow, and I banged the side of my head into the fender of the car. Didn't hurt the car, just, you know, kind of, owie. Last weekend, I began seeing things a little strange, getting unstable. I didn't go to church last Sunday. I played hooky because my equilibrium was out of whack. I couldn't stand up straight. Got a little bit better Monday and Tuesday, but then Wednesday afternoon, all of a sudden, it was like the curtain fell. My vision got blurred. I got a cranking headache. Unstable again. I called my wife. She rushed home from work. We went to urgent care. And by the time we got there, they rolled me in. I couldn't get out of the car. Rolled me into urgent care. And the doctor took one look at me, and he called the ambulance. Get him to the hospital now. By the time I got to the hospital, half of my vision was gone. The right half was gone. They poked and prodded and looked and put me through every machine they could think of. And the whole time people are praying. Because we had been making phone calls. Pray, 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 pray. Turns out they say I had a little mini stroke. But here I am today. Now, the devil's trying to tell me that I've been affected and I can't remember words to my songs. But he is a liar from the pits of hell, and I'm not going to accept it. Do you agree with me on that? All right. With that said, we're going to sing the song now. Out of all the mountains round Jerusalem, Lord, why this one? It's so rocky and so steep. Please, Lord,
Don't climb this one. Then he said unto me, up there is something I must see. So he climbed and reached the top. He saw the crowd with his vision marred because his blood ran down.
His blood ran down.
And he could barely see his mother there as she knelt on the ground.
Knelt on the ground.
And then as darkness filled the earth, and as death closed his eyes, even though 2,000 years ago it was Calvary where he saw my life,
he could see a thank your pastor this morning for the liberty and the privilege of being here, Lee. God bless you. I think and I do believe this was timely that we're here, not because it's us, because God ordained this service for Crandall Brothers to be here. And please don't misunderstand me when I tell you this. We've been in some of the largest venues and edifices throughout the world. Over in Ireland, we sung at a church that had a regular attendance of almost 3,000 people. That doesn't matter. God's a God of quality. He's not so much a God of quantity. This is a quality church. Amen. And our desire is to see someone touched by the Holy Spirit. With heads bowed and just eyes closed. And the clock says 5 minutes till 12. And we're aware of time. Aren't you glad when we get to heaven, time won't be a factor? Yeah. But you may have, as I mentioned at the beginning of this service, you may have walked through those doors with a smile on your face, but there's circumstances in your life that you've been dealing with that only Jesus knows about this morning. But you'd be bold enough just to lift your hand and say, Brother Crandall, I need help this morning. I need Jesus to touch me. I don't know what your problem is or what your need is, but he does. If you'll just reach up with a step of faith. Yes, sir. I saw your hand, sir. God bless you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I see your hand.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I see your hand. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, the reason I had you sit this morning, those of you that raised your hand, I want you to stand, please. Just quickly. We're not here to embarrass anyone or shame anyone, but just stand if you're able. I want Ken and Dell to come and join me at the front. This is something we don't often do, but I feel the Holy Spirit here in a precious and wonderful way. We didn't travel from Carson City, Nevada, from Bakersfield, from Santa Rosa, California, just to sing songs. We came here to see something tangible done for the kingdom of God. every one of you that raised your hand, would you just step out from where you are and just come down here? Come on quickly. Just quickly. This is okay, Pastor, all right? This is okay, saints. We're having church this morning. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost is already on you, brother. Just worship the Lord. Amen. Just praise Him. Amen. Conviction. Glory to God. That's right. Lord God, just touch this man in Jesus' name. Nothing is impossible with You, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, You said to cast our cares on You because You care for us. I pray that this man, Lord, would leave this place with the burden lifted. Just confess it to Him, my friend. You don't have to confess it to me. You confess it to the Lord. Amen. Now, Lord, touch this woman this morning. As You did the woman that touched the hem of Your garment, and power flowed from You to her, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Whatever the physical need, is it physical this morning that you need a touch? Lord, just touch this woman this morning. Heal her body for the glory of God. Not for our glory, but for Your glory, Lord Jesus. Let it be done in her body right now. Let her leave this place with the physical burden lifted. Glory to God. Come on, saints. Just give the Lord praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sis, come back over here. I know Ken and Dale pray for you, but I want to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Their prayer is just as effective as mine, but I want to pray for you. I can relate to back trouble, let me tell you. Is that your problem? Yeah, I had that disc that ruptured, and I want you to know I couldn't hardly get out of a chair. The doctor told me if I didn't have surgery, thank God for doctors. Amen. Come on, saints. Yeah. But he said if I didn't have surgery, then I wouldn't be able to walk. I'd have to be in a wheelchair. I came out of surgery. Look at me. I just feel great. For the glory of God, we give Him praise that He's going to touch you in Jesus' name. Lord, just touch this woman. You made these bodies. You made these bodies. Now heal it, we pray, Lord, we ask. We beseech You, Father, in Jesus' name, that You would send Jesus, the mighty healer, the great physician, and touch this woman for Your glory. In the name of Jesus. No more pain, we pray. Let her, Lord, walk the way she should walk, that You made her to walk, in Jesus' name. We give You the praise and the glory for it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now go and bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I feel like we've had church this morning. Amen. Come on, somebody praise the Lord with us this morning. I said somebody praise the Lord this morning. We give Him the glory. We give Him the honor. We give Him all the praise this morning. For He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. I tell you, I want us to end with an up song this morning. I want us to end with the sweetest song I know. How many knows what that song is? It's still Amazing Grace. His grace is here. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'll be able to hit the notes on this song, but that's all right. You folks don't care. You're forgiving. Amen. Next time we come here, Brother Lee, if that's all right with you, if that's all right with Pastor, we'd like to come back. I begin to wonder about you. Hallelujah. Next time we come back, I'd like to see this place full. Not just because we want to see it full, but we want to see souls saved for the glory of God. This community has 90,000 people here. And the percentage of people that should be in this church, my friends, this place should be full for the glory of God. It's not going to take Pastor doing it on his own. He's got his job to do, yeah. It's going to take you to fall on your knees and cry out to God for an old-fashioned Pentecostal revival that will bring the lost to Jesus Christ. And then when He comes, then His grace will be shed abroad. And that's what this song talks about, the sweetest song of God. It'll be our last song. Meet us at the table. We say, God bless you. Thank you for letting us come. We want to just talk with you and say, God bless you, and we love you and all that. And then we're going to go to heaven together someday. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's sing it. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got it?
I've heard them sing, He paid the price, and Jesus bore it all.
I've heard them sing, I'm coming home, and hear the master's call. I've heard them sing the modern songs and songs of long ago. Oh, but Amazing Grace is the sweetest song I know. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. No sweeter song could ever be found. And I've heard of a fountain filled with blood. Oh, but Amazing Grace is the sweetest song I know.
It was the song my mother sang in sweet and humble voice, like music from the world above. It makes my soul rejoice. And those soothing words and melodies like rippling waters flow.
Oh, but Amazing Grace is the sweetest song I know. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. No sweeter song.
Offering. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a clap offering. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Get a blessing from him this morning. Reach up and touch him. Let him touch you this morning. Let's sing it again. Pull it back there, fellas. I want us to sing it one more time. Lee, I think you know this song. You were lip singing it. Come on up here and sing it with us. Come on.
I've heard them sing, he paid the price and Jesus bore it all. I've heard them sing, I'm coming home, and hear the master's call. I've heard them sing the modern songs and songs of long ago. Oh, but Amazing Grace is the sweetest song I know. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. No sweeter song. Song.
call it Lee Grant, Lee Hartman and the Crandall Brothers. All right, right. Praise That's the right. Lord. Come on, Pastor. Close as you feel that. I feel like the Lord has done something here this morning. Amen. We're going to rejoice together in heaven. Praise God.
Amen. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now you see why I listened to this when I was growing up. It gets in there. And, you know, I remember this song, listening to that song, and that's why I know the words, because I used to sing it with them. You know, I've heard it. I always sing the bass part when I sing that song, so I was trying. I was trying. I don't know how good I did, but that's what I was trying to do. But it's so good to have you guys with us, and yeah, we will have you back at some point. I love what you did by letting the Spirit move. Because it's not about coming and just listening to some good country music, gospel music, Southern gospel music, whatever you want to call it. That's not just about coming and listening, but it's coming in and being in the presence of God and letting God touch you through the words of the song, touch you through the Spirit and the hearts of the men who are singing that song. And it's my prayer as well that when people come into this church, that they don't just leave saying, oh, it was a nice service, but that they come in and that their lives are changed. That the Spirit touches them, and then when they go out those doors, they're not the same as when they came in. That they don't have the same issues that they had when they came in the door. They go out because they've been healed. They've been set free. They've been delivered by the blood of the Lamb. That's my constant prayer for this church. And I pray that that's your prayer as well. How many of you are going to commit with me to praying that same prayer? Every day you pray that God will deliver, set free, and heal people, that we will see baptism in the Holy Spirit just like old days gone by when people are laid out all over the place under the power of the Holy Spirit and can't get up for hours. I want that. I want a fresh filling. I want a fresh anointing. I want a fresh revelation of the Spirit of God in our lives and in our church. And we're praying that God give us Porterville. Give us Porterville. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you've been here today. God, I thank you for every person that came forward to be prayed for, Lord, and I thank you that you have heard and you answered. Lord, and we don't look at the outward, but God, we look at what happened, because you said if any two or three agree is touching anything, that it would be done. And God, that you've touched and you've made a difference in the lives of people in this building right now. God, I pray for your Spirit as it goes with us as we leave here, God, that you would just multiply the presence of God in our lives. Multiply the glory of God in this place. Lord, that as people come in here, that they're set free because you are here. God, now go with us, I pray. Father, I thank you that you would bless and you would keep and to make your face shine upon every person in this room. God, that they would know that they are children of the Most High God, that they would know and that they would understand and see themselves as you see them. For what your word says that they are, God, for they are blessed in the city and they're blessed in the country. They're blessed and they're going in and they're blessed and they're going out. Father, they're blessed wherever they go, for your anointing and your blessing and favor follows them. God, that they have everything that you say they have, and they are everything that you say they are. In the mighty name of Jesus, all God's people said, amen, amen. Come back tonight for the potluck. There's product out there. If you like the music, you're going to want to take some of it with you. So bless them, all right? Bless you. Have a blessed week.